From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's Sunday, the 16th day of May, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Thank you for joining us. I have a lot of important news I want to cover today, but I mainly want to get into what's happening with the banking structure worldwide. It was $160 billion they needed a week ago, then $600 billion, then a trillion, now several trillion. They need your tax money. The private central banks can't tell you where the money's going, but if you don't give them the money, they're threatening to exacerbate the depression that they have designed. And the larger debate is, are the globalists losing control of a crisis they created? We know they created the crisis. That's not debatable. We have their internal emails. They changed the laws. They plan to create a global debt bubble and then loan the world fiat money back and set up a banking dictatorship via a global constitution of the G20 with worldwide financial taxes, VAT taxes, carbon taxes. But now it is really starting to get out of control and is actually become a contagion that is causing real criticism and the fingers of the people of the planet to be pointed in the right direction, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others. So when we come back from this quick break, I'm going to get into all of this banking news today. And then in other stacks of news, we have an article up on Infowars.com that's a boil down, and it says, Thai military slaughter of red shirts intensifies. And this shows a population valiantly standing up against a illegitimate, corrupt government that has been looting them and robbing them. And militarized police are shooting men, women, and children in the streets every day. 22 dead just in the last 2 days, 170 wounded. That's probably a low number from Voice of America. But I was watching these videos, and it showed Thai citizens with slingshots that you would buy at 7-Eleven. You know, the little plastic-handled rubber band slingshot? I mean, I've bought them for my son and daughter. We put tin cans up in the backyard, and from about 10 feet away, they try to knock the tin cans over. This is not a wrist rocket that you can kill somebody with a big ball bearing, which, by the way, is a great low-tech weapon to defend yourself if you don't have firearms or some type of sword. But these people are fighting a heavily militarized, heavily armed army that has M16s and grenade launchers in the capital city of Thailand with slingshots. I mean, so I'm going to play some of that video later. In fact, I sent you guys that video. Do you have that whole list of Thai videos? It's video number two from Thailand. It's probably the only one we're going to play. And then there's other stories like this one that I mean, you see articles like this out of the Herald Sun. Parents pimp kids for swine flu test. Parents are enrolling children as young as 9 months old in drug trials in exchange for hundreds of dollars in cash. And then we have another story here. New York midwives lose right to deliver babies at home. This is the medical tyranny. And I'd actually already seen this in history books and in Pentagon reports, but here it is admitted. London Telegraph, USSR planned nuclear attack on China in 1969, but the United States said no. That's because the United States put Mao Zedong into power in 1949, and that has been declassified. And I'm not saying it was good that the Russians wanted to nuke them, but this is just a really bird's-eye view into all of this, so that's coming up. Also, scientists forecast decades of ash clouds. Many more of Iceland's volcanoes seem to be stirring, and they know that's a 1,000-year, 1,100-year cycle. Will Al Gore put a tax on the volcanoes and maybe wave a magic wand if we buy him another 24-bedroom palace? Will he fix the evil carbon being spewed by these? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, in the 13 years of Infowars.com, I guess almost 14 years of Infowars.com, we've never had this much traffic. If you go up to Alexa.com and type in Infowars.com, just one of the big rating services, Infowars is only right at about 10% behind the Drudge Report right now. Now, I don't expect for that to continue because that's how we always work. We go to a new level, then it goes back down, but always overall the graph is up. But I tell you, that is very, very exciting to see that much traffic coming into the site. And that just shows, you know, the population down there, another gauge, another indicator, another yardstick, barometer, measurement of the fact that the type of information we cover on this radio broadcast is becoming extremely mainstream. And that's good. Before I get into all the news, I went out to the Texas Hill Country for a birthday party. One of my son's friends was having a camp out birthday party at a little house they had out in Wimberley, beautiful Wimberley, right by this creek. And there were probably 10 other kids there with their parents. And most of them didn't know who I was. Some of them did and were listeners and fans. I think 3 of the 10 families. But all the other ones were completely anti-New World Order. And they were doctors and lawyers and, you know, people like that. I mean, they were all really intelligent and high-class, nice people. And they were going, yeah, next door is John Wayne's grandkids. They're leaving the country because of the New World Order. They're moving to Costa Rica. And, you know, I talked to all these other well-to-do people in Austin, and they know the really well-to-do people who all left years ago because of the global government taking over. And the word is they're going to take basically everybody's property and just raise taxes on everything and just rob the middle class until it doesn't exist anymore. But that was interesting to see that yet again, because everywhere I go, I mean, these people really knew their stuff. Everybody I talked to at the party, you know, while the kids are running around wild in the woods and playing in the stream, was fully aware of basically everything and had a deep understanding of it and knew exactly what was going on currently. And then I talked to him and I said, is this something going on in Wimberley? And they said, yeah, no. They said more than half the population of Wimberley now is fully aware and basically dug in against the New World Order. But then some people are just completely evacuating the country. So it's gone in phases. And you know, I first started telling you about this 5 years ago when I discovered that a lot of the wealth of this nation, both the brain trust wealth, the professional wealth, but also money wealth, is fleeing the nation. And a lot of that is because I was talking to one of the wealthiest women in America. I guess this is 3 years ago. And she said that the United States basically won't exist in the near future financially. And then I went and looked her up, and you know, there was her picture, found out she was for real, you know, found out that, you know, she owned a defense contractor company and all this other stuff. And she knew because she's up there at the higher echelons and also lives in New York at the time and understood how real this was. So I hope the average yuppie who only cares about basketball and football and who thinks they're cool and who laughs at danger and thinks that as long as they don't care about things, they don't exist. Let me explain something to you, okay? Let me explain something to you. It's now been in the mainstream news. In fact, pull it up. The one I saw 2 weeks ago was record number of Americans leaving over taxes, record number of American expatriates. And then in the article it talked about it's the highest earners, the highest degree levels. The most intelligent people are fleeing the United States. Now, they're leaving because they are in and around the elite. They're part of the elite. They hear it. And there I was talking to medical doctors and others, and they were going, oh, yeah, no, it's you know, total eugenics, total world government takeover. I was talking to one doctor who hadn't even heard my show, hadn't even heard me discussing it, and he already knew about it. I said, well, you know about all the new types of vaccines they're coming out with that actually go into the brain? And he said, yes, attack the neuroreceptor nerve endings and basically re-engineer your brain and turn you into a zombie. And I said, yeah. And he already knew all about that. And, I mean, that's the type of stuff we're facing. And I never said Alex Jones should be the great messenger of all this information. There's the headline, American expats giving up citizenship in record numbers. And what publication is that out of? I believe I saw that in AP. It's way across the room on the computer screen. I can't read it. Look, I'm going to get into what's happening with the banking collapse here in a moment and how it's by design. Or is it by design? Has it gotten out of control? A lot of experts that I really trust and believe in, like Bob Chapman, Gerald Celente, and others, say that they did design, oh, it's New York Times, said that they did design this collapse, and we have their emails, we have their, you know, internal memorandum, but that it's now gotten out of control. Now, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the founder of Reaganomics, Wall Street Journal, former editor, you know, head of policy, Department of Treasury, he had always argued with me up until this year, saying, no, the big banks and Wall Street are just out of control. You know, they're on Prozac, which makes you overconfident, something like 25% of them. They're crazy. Now he's flipped the other way and says, no, it's clearly engineered. They want to destroy the economy by design to control us and consolidate power. Well, that's not debatable. They want to destroy it and take out the middle class, as all tyrannies and despotisms have always done. But the question is, are they even losing control of that? And I think there are some real signs that the elite are losing control. They're not invincible. They're not God. They're not all powerful. And look at how big the awakening is to them. Look at how Iceland said no to the banking takeover. Look at how Greece said no, but their government said yes. And then all the rioting sent the message that all of the euro was in trouble. And so now it's in its lowest level in its history. And you've got Volcker saying that it may completely collapse. You got Sarkozy saying he may pull out. You've got the Germans openly in their news saying they may go back to Deutsche Marks, which is a great thing, by the way. We need sovereignty. It's a firewall against global corporate tyranny. So we'll cover all of this when we come back. But if you don't know something's wrong in the world, and if you don't know that corruption and tyranny has gone to seed and a mighty harvest of pain is here, and if you're not trying to get prepared for it, and if you're laughing at me right now, don't say you weren't warned, because anybody who's got a lick of sense, anyone who has a lick of sense, knows that things are going to hell in a handbasket and that the economy is not doing better. I was listening to Bloomberg Radio driving in. They were saying that our economy, you know, has been out of a recession for a year. Ladies and gentlemen, the real unemployment is now above 23%. It's not 10. Real inflation is above 10%. It's not 3% or 5% like they say. The stock market's at the same level it was 10 years ago. Go look at the 10-year graph. Debt is at record levels. We have a higher debt ratio since 2007 than we've ever had in our history. Greater than it was in the depths of the Depression in 1933. By every measurement, things are getting worse. And I understand this is all about confidence. If we had a real economy, I'd be giving the economy a pep talk. But there's more debt by an order of 100 conservatively, some economists say by 1,000 plus, than there are real assets. It was created as a financial weapon to take over. We'll be right back with all the banking news that's vital to you and your family. are back live. We're going to open the phones up at 888-201-2244 to get your take on what's happening to the global economy and where you see it going. 888-201-2244. We'll also take calls on any subject. Going to your calls coming up in the next segment. One correction. It wasn't John Wayne's grandkids. It was John Wayne's son and the grandkids, one of their houses, and leaving the country because of all the tyranny. I mean, that's the type of news that's just everywhere. That's the type of news that is going on just below the surface, and it's in the New York Times. The money is racing out of the United States because the feds are passing laws to arrest U.S. citizens with no trial, no due process. You disappear into a black hole to take your money with no due process. That's what the New World Order is about. No safe zones, no areas where taxes are manageable. France has over 80% taxes on average, and that's the model that the big private central banks want. They get your tax money. So it's the ultra super rich robbing the wealthy and the rich and the middle class and brainwashing and sicking the blue collar people on middle class wealth. It's middle class wealth that gives people jobs and creates the economy in this country. And it's dying. I've seen the numbers of over 45% of our country being middle class in the 50s and 60s. It's more like 25%. Some statistics show 30%. The point is the middle class is disappearing. The economy is disappearing. We've lost our industry, NAFTA and GATT, globalization. They play countries off against each other. It's an international operation. And how many years did we tell you that they were going to sell derivatives of the population to the banks, to the smaller banks, to governments, to the pension funds, and then implode them and then come back and say, give us total power or we're going to shut down the economy completely. And then we give into the banks and give them tens of trillions of dollars, and then things only get worse. We are held hostage, and the Republicans and Democrats are basically all controlled by the same group. And so, look, George Bush, you think he's bad, you put Obama in. Things get worse. You think the Republicans are going to save you, it's going to get worse under them. And so all they're doing is basically balkanizing and dividing and conquering the American people. You know, the stories we wrote about the new Robert Rodriguez film, Machete, that we began covering last Sunday here, became national news on the Drudge Report, Washington Post, and many other national publications of note. Over the week, they picked up our story, and then we got the actual script, which is worse than the trailer. And before the show ends today, I just want to briefly recap the latest developments on that front. We got contacted by Rick Perry's press secretary on Thursday and Friday, and I had a chance to talk with them. And so they're trying to backtrack and claim that, well, we're not really fully funding, Robert Rodriguez's film. So the Drudge Report picked up the fact that this is taxpayer funded to a certain extent, and it is a race war film. We have the script, and it will just undoubtedly create division between groups of people that are getting along quite nicely in almost every case. Okay, let me get into the economic news I was just mentioning. And I'm just going to read over these headlines first and then dive back into it and break down my take on what's going on. White House, Volcker. He's the head of their economic council. Future of euro in doubt. That is CNBC. Trichet, that's the head of this European Central Bank, calls for more control in eurozone, more taxes, more regulation, more bailouts. That will fix it. And then they get trillions more, and then they still need more. And things fall apart more, and they need more. And then they get record bonuses and take over society. Merkel battered as Germans lose faith in EU. Just a week ago, it was 70%+ against the bailouts. Now it's 90%+. The Germans are being told they're going to have tax increases and cuts in their pensions to pay for all this. So are the Greeks. And, of course, there's mainstream headlines confirming what I said 2 weeks ago. This is not a bailout for Greece. This is a takeover of the EU member states by the private central banks. This is a looting. After bailing out Greece and now the euro, Germany is fed up with being Europe's paymaster. And within one day, Monday, of $1 trillion being pumped into the private banks, they said, we need $1 trillion more, and that may not be enough. And they hold the population hostage, saying, you want the stock market to stay up, don't you? Well, then you better let us raise taxes on everybody to pay for these bailouts. And then all it is a wealth transference. Here's another one out of Bloomberg. Euro falls to lowest since Lehman as breakup concerns increase. Euro rescue package just buys time, says Merkel. That's out of AFP. Here's another Bloomberg. This is key. In fact, will you guys reprint me that article? I couldn't find it in the stack from Thursday. I believe it was London Guardian. The headline was Icelanders arrest and sue bankers. I want to list some of the bankers now being arrested. Oh, yeah, the solution has now begun. And that doesn't mean arresting your great banker down the street that gives you a car loan or a business loan. Those are the real banks, and we need credit in this country, and it's a good thing. It's the mega global banks that created derivatives and control fractional reserve banking and own the private shares in the Federal Reserve, Bank of England, and the European Central Bank that are waging war against the real banks. And remember, 2 weeks ago, the Texas Banking Association president put out an article, an editorial, basically saying what I'm saying, that the parties responsible for this have written the Bank Re-Regulation Act claiming that it's going to control what they've done when it actually gives them more power, because Goldman Sachs and others have almost every regulatory position and is designed to come in and take control of everything you do and track every purchase you make and follow every credit card purchase you make and have lifetime access to your bank account. The feds already have that in certain areas, but finally, it's been in mainstream news. People couldn't believe it a few weeks ago when I was covering it. Now it's been mainstream news that, yes, everything under this Banking Reform Act, everything you do is tracked in real time. No Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment. I mean, you know, this is Hitler's dream for this type of control. But on the subject of criminal investigations, here's a headline out of Bloomberg. Greece considering legal action against U.S. banks for crisis. Greece is considering taking legal action against U.S. investment banks that might have contributed to the country's debt crisis, Private Minister, and it goes on, said. I wouldn't rule out that this may be the course, their minister said in response to questions about the role of U.S. banks in the crisis in an interview with CNN's Fareed Zakaria. The program scheduled for broadcast today, and then it goes on from there. And that has now aired because I heard them playing clips of it on Bloomberg driving in. Yeah, here's that headline. Bankers jailed, sued as Iceland seeks culprits for crisis, AFP, French news agency. More than a year and a half after Iceland's major banks failed, all but sinking the country's economy, police have begun rounding up a number of top bankers, while their former executives and owners face $2 billion lawsuit. And when Iceland finally got the documents, they found out, just like we found out with Timberwolf and everything else here in the U.S. with Goldman Sachs, that Goldman Sachs ran this with their government ministers, paid them off, and premeditatedly set the whole thing up. But what did Max Keiser tell us 2 years ago? He was in that Icelandic bar with the bankers, and they bragged about it. What I'm going to do is drill down deeper into what's happening with the global financial meltdown after we take a round of calls. Then coming up, Thai military slaughter of red shirts intensifies. They're fighting armed troops with slingshots. We have video of this. Talk about bravery. Herald Sun reports parents pimp kids for swine flu test. Parents are enrolling children as young as 9 months in drug trials in exchange for hundreds of dollars. These parents are absolute trash. And that dovetails with New York midwives lose right to deliver babies at home. This is medical tyranny. I saw a statistic where in some cities over half the children are born by cesarean just because the hospitals make more money. I mean, this is taking over the entire life cycle of humans. I saw more reports today. I've got them in the stack of checkpoints looking for people with farm-raised eggs and people getting their own milk. I mean, that's the new, you know, police powers it's not enough to have their phony drug war, but now they're after Americans that want to be self-sufficient. I mean, this is total war. This is siege that is taking place. We're being domesticated. So we'll talk about that as well. But dealing with solutions, this film is now shipping. It officially is released tomorrow. I consulted on it. I'm a big part of it. Gary Franchi, William Lewis put it together. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. R.J. Harris, Michael Bagnarek, Alex Jones, Evan Vieira, Richard Mack, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, and many, many others. The 10th Amendment, to how to educate sheriffs to stand up against the feds and their proper role, how to take the state governments back. Amazing new film, Don't Tread on Me. You can order it right now at InfoWars.com. We'll ship it out to you tomorrow. Get it to your local police, military, and others. Very well done. Very important info. A peaceful path to take over our communities from the offshore banks that have seized control of our national and state governments. And, of course, the state nullification movement, the 10th Amendment movement is already in full swing, but this will supercharge it. This is like nitrous oxide added to a 500-horsepower Dodge Charger, a regular SRT, can go 200 miles an hour. Well, you add some nitrous oxide, you can go 260, baby. So Don't Tread on Me. Not that you'd want to go that fast. Believe me, I've only been up to 170. No, I'm just joking. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. You can also call toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or InfoWars.com for Don't Tread on Me. Okay, let's just do this. Cliff says he disagrees, and I normally go to callers that disagree first, but he's on another issue. We don't really screen your calls, but we do ask what you're calling about. Colonel Six, who's a colonel about to retire, he had called in with some interesting info when Fox News, AP, CNN, New York Times all came out in the last month and said, oh, the government is protecting and growing the opium in Afghanistan, and it is at record levels. And and it's come out that contractors are shipping it out on CIA aircraft, but we have to do this or Al-Qaeda will make the money. And so he called in and told us that a lot of people are calling the military saying, why is my son or daughter in Afghanistan helping grow the poppies? Yes, Pat Tillman, 6 years ago, wrote letters home about this, and so they had to kill him. Well, now they can't hide it anymore. Old Pat got mad about it, the NFL star. So now they just say, yeah, we grow the smack. And if you don't like it, you're with Al-Qaeda. Now use your heroin. Colonel Six from Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good afternoon. I wanted to speak about that. I wanted to tell you a couple of things that you're going to see breaking here real quick. The backlash from the Navy SEALs being tried for supposedly hitting a prisoner in the stomach. Now, Seymour Hersh has broken the story. I tried to get to you the other day.
No. In fact, I didn't cover it. Guys, print me Seymour Hersh, U.S. troops executing Taliban.
Yes.
And it said even if they don't know who they are, they kill them. That is New York Magazine. Go ahead.
Right. Take no prisoners is what it is now. Because if you take prisoners and they say that you hit them in the nose, then you get court-martialed. So to keep down any confusion about a guy who got hit in the nose or whatever, you kill them. Also, McChrystal is about to get kicked out of Afghanistan. Petraeus is mad as hell with him. The Pentagon has doubts that his war plan is going to work. And the reason that they have doubts about it going to work is because commanders all over this nation, all over the world, are being tied up with what we call congressionals. And a congressional, as you might know, is when a parent or someone gets in contact with their congressman, then there has to come an answer from that command, no matter where it is, what it's engaged in. And so these congressmen are being overwhelmed with letters. Why is it that I'm hearing on Alex Jones that they're citing your show as their source of information? And these congressmen who know who you are really getting to where they're listening to your show more and more. I know that for a fact.
But it's not Alex Jones. I just point out when Geraldo Rivera is talking to a Marine Corps commander, And they explain that, yeah, we're growing it, and you know, we don't like it, but we're told to do it, and it's in the New York Times. I mean, why do I always have to take the heat when I'm only reading the New York Times? I mean,
well, see, it's not the heat. Actually, where I'm getting it, because I read a lot of the letters, is people are grateful for the fact that you put it out there. And
Colonel Six, I know that. Colonel Six, I know the parents are grateful. My whole point is, why didn't parents read the New York Times, AP, or watch Fox News when they admitted the government's growing it? I mean, why didn't that generate phone calls? Why is it when I point
Because, Alex, there's only three more people left on American Idol, and don't you know that the Cavaliers are out of the playoffs? And, and well, it's soccer season, and Joey's got to go to the skating match, and you know, that's why, Alex. I mean, they can't pay attention to everything. I mean, you know, I've got a lot of people that come to Colonel6.com is my website, and it's Colonel, then the number 6.com, and they ask me, you know, and I got a link to your show there and so forth, and I'm not trying to...
No, I've seen the site. It's a good site.
But what I'm saying is, I want you to know that people have woken up, and the troops, the young troops, the company-grade officers, when you walk through a battalion, and you used to walk through a battalion, you'd hear, you know, some TV show or a movie or whatever, something playing in the background. I walked through a certain battalion, and I walked through the 22nd MEU in Camp Lejeune last week. Every computer had the Alex Jones show blasting, and the commanders are not discouraging anybody from listening to it. As a matter of fact, your show is giving people leads on intelligence, just, I have to sign off on whenever someone wants to make a change in designation of how their check is broken up. In the last week and a half, I know I got like 250 changes for financial designations to EFTs in silver and gold. Okay? And these are among men that sometimes, Alex, can qualify, depending on where they are, can qualify for food stamps. Okay? But the ones that are just getting a little bit ahead, instead of putting it in the credit union or into some crazy other deals that they've been, you know, talked into, company commanders have been talked into, let some guy talk to them. No, they make up their own mind. They're doing their own research. And I'm supposed to ask them, are you sure you thought this over? What? After the first 10 or 12 that told me that they had thought it over and told me what they had researched, and they're coming out of the same units. So they sit around at night and think about this stuff.
Well, that's exciting, but you're saying Congress is getting phone calls.
Congress is being overwhelmed with phone calls to the point that Obama dressed down the generals, and he's being pressured to bring the crystal out of Afghanistan, and if I can prove what I want to prove against him, I'm going to go put some handcuffs on his happy ass and bring him back home.
Well, God bless you, sir. Call back again. More calls straight ahead.
I was a highwayman.
I want to be honest with everybody. I don't want the credit or the danger being the one credited with exposing the fact that the Army and the Marines are forced to grow the opium that is up over 12-fold since the U.S. took over 8-plus years ago in Afghanistan. I mean, I don't deserve the credit. It's in the New York Times. It's on Fox News. It's on CNN. It's in Reuters, AP. I've shown you all the articles. I've played clips of Geraldo going, they don't like it, but they've got to do it. They've got to help grow it, or the Taliban will get the money. Al-Qaeda will get the money. No, you decriminalize it, then there's no money involved in it. I mean, we've always known the government's been shipping the drugs in. And then they bust you at the low level if you're dumb enough to use it. And the number one message is, don't ever use drugs for the first time. They will addict you, and you will be a slave. But why don't all these parents and people that are calling, you know, the Congress and, you know, making all this attention, and I've gotten a lot of emails about it, the caller was just confirming the feedback we're already getting. Why don't you go get the articles, and when you call Congress, and don't just say it's Alex Jones, say, here's the New York Times. But the New York Times reports it like it's no big deal. They go, yeah, they're helping grow it. It's good. I told you 8-9 months ago, I heard it on BBC before I heard it here in the U.S. I mean, I already knew it, but the fact that they can't hide it because the troops are going, why am I doing this? Now they have to just come out in the open and say it. This is a fact. You can't live in denial. Just like Cy Hirsch first reported that Cheney wanted to attack U.S. ships and blame it on Iran, then that got declassified, and that's why Admiral Fox Fallon quit. U.S. troops carrying out battlefield executions in Afghanistan, Seymour Hirsch says, instead of just going over his New Yorker magazine article, let's play the video and audio of that exchange, because this is important information. We ready with that video, boys? Here it is.
And the purpose of my stories was to take it out of the field into the White House, and where it does, you know, it's not that the president or the secretary of defense, Mr. Rumsfeld or Bush or Cheney, it's not that they knew what happened in Abu Ghraib, it's that they had allowed this kind of activity to happen. And I'll tell you right now, one of the great tragedies of my country is that Mr. Obama is looking the other way, because equally horrible things are happening to prisoners, I mean, to those we capture in Afghanistan. They're being executed in the battlefield. It's unbelievable stuff going on there that doesn't necessarily get reported. And things don't change. What they've done in the field now is they tell the troops, you have to make a determination within a day or two or so whether or not the prisoners you have, the detainees, are Taliban. And you must extract whatever tactical intelligence you can get, as opposed to strategic long-range intelligence, immediately. And if you cannot conclude they're Taliban, you must turn them free. What it means is, and this is, I've been told this anecdotally by 5 or 6 different people, battlefield executions are taking place. What if they can't prove they're Taliban? Bam. If we don't do it ourselves, we turn them over to the nearby Afghan troops, and by the time we walk 3 feet, the bullets are flying. And that's going on now.
By the way, I've never seen Cy Hirsch be wrong. I mean, that guy, Pulitzer Prize winner, he's all about his reputation. He's got the sources. Now, here's the issue. Here's a headline. New York Times, proposal would delay hearings in terror cases. Here's another one. Lieberman proposes taking away citizenship of suspected terrorists. Well, the federal judge has already ordered Hatari released, and the feds have filed an appeal, because it turns out Hatari wasn't planning anything. Everything that they claim they're going to use on Al-Qaeda or Taliban is really to be used here in America. And those are war crimes. The Nazis executed prisoners. And now it's supposedly macho and cool to kill prisoners. No, ladies and gentlemen, they have no idea who they're arresting out there. And so if they can't prove they're one way or the other, they just kill them. And as Hirsch said, this came out in mainstream news, where the U.S. in one day handed over 3,000 Taliban prisoners over to the Afghans, and they just locked them in containers, sardined in, big trash containers, and then 5 days later they were all dead. You die in 4 or 5 days from no water or food. In fact, it's a form of crucifixion. Crucifixion, it isn't the nails in your hands and your feet that kill you, it's that you can't breathe. Well, you cram 100 guys in to a box, they die. And normally it took just a day or two to kill them. But this is the type of stuff going on. And these military people, I saw a headline today that majority of hospitalized troops are there for mental illness. Well, I mean, how many World War II vets in a just war from one tour were screwed up, or World War I or Vietnam or Korea? I mean, how many old guys, you know, working at the gas station, somebody looked at them wrong and they just killed them because they were a World War II vet and were desensitized to kill people and had a hair trigger? That was from one tour. I mean, everybody knows, don't mess with that old vet. He'll go, I mean, how many times have you seen a cop pull over some old vet and he shoots him because he didn't want to be talked, you know, he didn't want to be told what to do? These guys have passed a threshold where they are killing machines. Well, they serve 2, 3, 4, 5 tours. They're completely whacked out of their minds, and they're coming back here to be cops. All right, I'm going to shut up now and go to your calls and continue with calls. Who was it that disagreed? Cliff in Colorado on the immigration issue disagrees. Let's find out what he disagrees with. Cliff, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Boycott Arizona. It's unconstitutional. Hey, Alex, I want to invite you to rejoin the truth movement. The lies you spread about immigrants are numerous and odious.
Really?
The same old dumb, lazy, dangerous stereotypes my grandparents and parents had to endure, you're reincarnating. I'm all about free speech, so if you have to lie to support your close-the-border position, have at it. Don't claim you're truthful. To paraphrase tarply from Tuesday, nativist no-thinkers are best left to Fox, Savage, and Rush. Anyone not focusing on Wall Street is spinning their wheels. Reactionary racist rhetoric is often spewed by operatives.
All right, well, you've written all this down to read it to me. Let's be honest. Number one, you've called me a liar. Number two, can racism go both ways? I mean, I can play you countless videos of Mitchell and La Raza calling white people all sorts of names. I'm somebody who's protested the Klan and everybody else many, many times. All the big white supremacist sites attack me. Why? Because I don't join in on what they're doing. But when they make a movie like Machete where white people are evil, anybody who wants to control the border wants to murder Hispanic children in the movie and is crucifying Catholic priests, I have the script. It's very incendiary. So let's just agree. There are black racists, there are white racists, there are Asian racists, there are Hispanic racists. I bet there's Eskimo racists. And, you know, to sit here and just say that, you know, you're closed the border. I'm all for legal immigration. The issue is a lot of the people coming in from Mexico, and I've been in the rallies, I've shot video of it, are saying, this is Mexico, pilgrims go home. Now, are you saying that's a lie?
No, that's not a lie. I agree that racism from any direction is
incorrect. Okay, well, then you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm sick of it. Look, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, the big banks, they all lobby for carbon taxes, they lobby for wars, they lobby for big police state, and they lobby for open borders and NAFTA and GATT. NAFTA's destroyed Mexico. NAFTA's destroyed our industry. This is not good. I want Mexico to be free. If Mexico ever became a free government and was free market, it's beautiful. I'd probably move down there. Okay? Listen, let me tell you something. You think I like having to come out against Machete and Robert Rodriguez? I'm somebody who lives in Austin. I'm somebody who the Austin Film Society and the Texas Film Society like. I'm somebody whose phone has rung twice to be put in major motion pictures without even asking. I've been asked to cast for major movies that aren't political, so I said no because I don't care about being in movies. But when I could politically be in Linkletter movies, like A Scanner Darkly with Keanu Reeves and Woody Harrelson and others, I did it, or Waking Life. Okay, so do you think I want to come out against Robert Rodriguez and burn bridges here in the film community because I know how it'll be taken? I mean, I have to take a major stand here, sir. And I mean, I've read the script, okay? I mean, it is like something the Ku Klux Klan would make, but from a Hispanic perspective. And why do you think Hispanic members of Rodriguez's crew called me and told me this information? Why do you think I'm getting the scripts? Because they are very smart, and they know this is going to create a backlash against Hispanics. Do you understand that? I mean, this movie is incendiary, okay? And I know there's been white racists that beat up Mexicans and treated Hispanics badly. But, you know, this is the 21st century, and I'm here to tell you I'm a white person, and I don't see much racism from white people where I live. I hear a lot of racist rhetoric towards me like I'm inherently bad. So all I'm calling for is national sovereignty. I mean, shouldn't the people that are coming here illegally at least say they want to be Americans? All I hear is this is Mexico.
All I'm asking is for you not to make these incendiary statements like you can let roaches in, but you can't let them out.
I never said that.
Say 30 million are bringing in.
I never said that. I said that they won't let the American people in. Just like I talked about rich people leaving the U.S. because they know you won't be able to leave soon. I'm saying roaches can get in, roaches can't get out. So you totally misinterpret that. I'm saying they don't want... I've admitted that border security is going to be used to keep the American people in. That was my point. Nothing to do with Hispanics being roaches. Good God, man. We'll be right back. Listen to what I say carefully.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's hour number two. I'm going to continue with the banking collapse by design, get into all this New World Order activity and parents being paid to do medical experiments on their children. But I want to continue with your phone calls right now. Jonathan, Joe, Truth Patriot, Alan, Dave, Eddie, Mark, Ronnie. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I was the one a few weeks ago who broke the video of Fox News' coverage of the poppy fields.
That's right. You called in and 2 days
in
a row.
There's a new one. This time it's from from the BBC. And type in 2010 poppy crop infected by disease. And basically the synopsis is that they're saying that that there's a disease that's just killing off the opium and stuff like that. And NATO saying, no, we didn't do this. We didn't kill off the opium because they said the Afghans would join Taliban. And they're saying this like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I saw that. In fact, Phil brought that in like last Wednesday to me about mystery disease infects poppy fields. It's probably the Russians. They've got great biochemists, and over 30,000 Russians are dying a year from the heroin being shipped in. And the Russians have been saying to NATO, you know, and Reuters, kill the poppies, kill the poppies, kill the poppies. And, yeah, it's some type of fungus is killing it. But naturally, crops can get wiped out by funguses as well. But we're looking into that. But you're saying the BBC report says it's like, oh, it's a terrible thing that the precious poppies are dying.
Well, it's in the tone that it's like, oh, it's kind of bad that this is happening. Hey, I also have another video for you, too. This time it's a man faces a jail for recording out of control cop. This is on YouTube.
Is that out of Florida?
Maybe. But this is a veteran. He has like a helmet cam. He's a motorcyclist. And basically he had his cam on this unmarked car with some police car. He didn't know. And an undercover cop comes out with a gun and says, you're arrested for recording a police officer.
Which is incredible. They film us. I've seen the video. They film us in public, and because there's no perception of privacy, they put cameras up everywhere, and that's okay. But all over the country, I saw a story a few months ago where a family was filming cops with their radar guns, and they arrested them. I mean, and I believe the case you're mentioning was in Florida, but what's the name of the video again? Man faces jail for filming out of control cop?
Man faces jail for recording out of control cop, and he may serve 5 years in jail for recording him.
Yeah, they're claiming it's wiretapping, and they've got corrupt enough judges, but if he appeals it, he'll beat it if he doesn't plea bargain. Just incredible because, well, I saw a story yesterday where it said police chief hates the internet, you know, says get rid of it because the out of control behavior of police is being shown by the fact that almost everybody who has a cell phone now has a built in video camera. And it's only going to get worse. They're not going to be able to stop their out of control behavior from being exposed. I appreciate your call, Jonathan. Great points. Joe in Wyoming, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, really quick, I've just got something that I think you've got a great platform to get this out there for all the patriots. One of the things that is concerning me with the language coming out from this Supreme Court nominee, Kagan, is they're now talking about the right of individuals to keep and bear arms. Now, I think that they're doing this on purpose because if they can get this into court, they will win. The definition of an individual can also be a corporation. What we need to do is people need to be more aware that it is the right of the people to keep and bear arms. It is not the right of individuals.
Yeah, they're manipulating the language. Let me talk about Kagan when we come back because, I mean, I've gone over her quotes on air, but she's anti-free speech. She's anti-Second Amendment. Why don't we just have Mao Zedong as the new Supreme Court Justice? I mean, let's, you know, why not resurrect Vladimir Lenin? Why not resurrect Adolf Hitler? Why not resurrect Julius Caesar? Anything else, Joe?
Yeah, I've got one more thing.
All right, stay there.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are continuing with your phone calls on this live Sunday edition. I do radio 6 days a week, folks. 4 hours, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern, and then I come back 4 to 6 Central or 5 to 7 Eastern Sundays. And we've just got wide open phones today. I've covered the engineered collapse of the banking system. I want to get into some medical tyranny, banning home births and parents being paid to have the government test toxic drugs and vaccines on them. Also, another headline I want to cover, USSR planned nuclear attack on China in 1969. Scientists forecast decades of ash clouds. So that's all coming up. But right now, let's go to Joe in Wyoming. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I was talking with a friend the other day about how can the common man get together and show everybody as one that we do support the Second Amendment. And I'd like your opinion on an idea that we have.
Okay.
And I think we have enough time to be able to do this. It is as simple as this. All over the country on the 4th of July, there are going to be parades. What do you think about organizing and coming up with some viral videos that could go viral on YouTube or something like that, where we can encourage all people who are willing to open carry their firearms at the 4th of July parades?
I appreciate your call. It is a beautiful idea, but it's dangerous. And let me explain why. Perception is reality. That's what the spin doctors of the government and big corporate systems believe. And it's true to a certain extent. That's why they've put up billboards for the last 15 years all over the country that show a photo of a revolver pointed at you, and it says, report illegal guns. And I've seen these in Corpus Christi. I've seen them in Waco. I've seen them in Dallas. I've seen them in L.A. I mean, I've seen them in New York. And it's the Violence Policy Center and other big federally funded anti-Second Amendment groups that do this. So the general public sees billboards and thinks a revolver is illegal. Or how many cop shows are based in Chicago or New York or L.A., both cops on Fox that is real, and then dramas or fiction shows where they pull somebody over, they've got a gun, you're going to jail for 10 years from this. And it's based in only a few cities where that's really the law. To the point of, you got a carpet cleaner in your house, and I've told this story probably 100 times, I'm not going to tell it again, but the carpet cleaner comes in and sees a gun case and freaks out and runs off and leaves and calls the police on you because guns are illegal. Well, they're not. And it's really freaked the media out in Arizona and Texas and many other places that people are going out to rallies packing loaded firearms. And at first the cops would try to arrest them. They'd get sued. They'd lose. And now the cops on the news will stand back and go, okay. You don't have to worry about the guy that's packing a gun on his side. You got to worry about the guy that's hiding a gun. You know, criminals don't go to gun rallies carrying an AR-15. They don't go to a tea party wearing that. No, criminals rob your liquor store at 10 o'clock at night at closing time. Okay? So, you know, when the cash register's full. And so people are coming out of the closet. They're saying, I'm not ashamed to own a gun. I can't tell you how many guests we've had on, many of you have heard them over the years, how many articles we've read. I mean, it's so passe now that I see it every week and don't even cover it, and I should. And this happened to me. Back in college, I got my 243 deer rifle. Don't need a big deer rifle for these little Texas deer. And I was driving out to our ranch, family ranch. I was going to meet family out there. And I walked out. Stuck my 243 in the hatchback of my Mustang, closed it, drove to the store, forgot something, came back, and there were two cop cars walking around, and they came over and they said, are you the one with the gun? And there was the manager saying, yeah, we got calls, somebody had a gun. And I said, I'm going deer hunting. And the cops went, okay. And you know, they weren't brainwashed zombies. That's the one reason cops are pro-Second Amendment in over 90% of the studies they've done. I saw one national law enforcement survey where 98% were pro-Second Amendment because they know guns. They're not scared of them. They actually know the laws. And they knew I had every right to have a deer rifle in the back of my car with a box of 243 shells. One time I got pulled over speeding with some buddies going deer hunting, and we were going to do some target shooting too, and there were AR-15s, 50 cal, Mac 90s, 357 Magnums. You know, we were going to have a good time. And we're meeting our girlfriends out there. And then the cop gave us a ticket, looked at him and said, what are all these guns for? And I just said, it's the Second Amendment. We're going deer hunting and shooting. But the problem is that's Texas. You know, just 20 years ago, you saw trucks everywhere with guns in the in the gun rack. But now you do that, even in rural areas, they'll pull you over. We need to start driving around with guns in our gun rack. We need to start. But see, crime got so bad with thieves stealing guns, that's another reason not to do it. But we've got to exercise this right or we will lose it. And if a bunch of cowards are scared by a gun, why is the average domesticated, neutered yuppie scared to death of seeing a citizen with a gun? I mean, I've seen so many articles. It's almost always an old man for some reason because they still think this is America. They'll be in their garage tinkering in a neighborhood in L.A. or in Milwaukee, many cases of this in Boston. They'll be in there putting a scope on their rifle with the garage door open in the summer. A neighbor walks by and sees somebody with a gun. The SWAT team shows up, arrest him, and you'll see the headline. Man arrested for arsenal. He had 9 rifles and 3,000 rounds of ammo. Oh, my God. He bought them in bulk to say there's no law, but the cops still take him in. Those cops are traitors. I mean, you can't have a carpet cleaner in your house that sees a gun case. In America, I can't have a gun case. You can't be in your garage with a gun in vice grips, putting a sight on it. You can't walk out to your car and stick a deer rifle in it. I mean, what happened to this country? So, yes, I think if you get together in groups, you need to put out press releases because the cops, people will call panicking the cops. They'll say, men with guns. And the cops don't know. They just show up and it could be a big scene. So I say, you say, you know, we're going to march in this public parade with our firearms. And if you don't want to scare the public, you could, you know, even put in there, it's your right to carry them loaded, but, you know, you could say they're going to be unloaded or whatever. But, I mean, it's like veterans parades. If you remember, they can't even march with guns that are unloaded because it scares the domesticated cattle. Oh, they love cops in black uniforms and ski masks with guns, which should scare them. But they see veterans in a veterans parade with guns. Oh, my gosh, let's have a heart attack. Truth Patriot in New Jersey. Go ahead, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex? I talked with you on Thursday, and we had a good conversation. I told you I'm a school teacher, and the kids did the walk out versus the sit-in.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask your advice on my proposal. First, I want to get into a little bit of background news for your audience, because I know I'm speaking to lots of listeners now. You could check out how well Alex Jones is doing on Google Trends. Your audience is growing so much, and that's why I really need your support. H.R. 1207 passed the House with 336 co-sponsors. However, people like Bernie Sanders and Chris Dodd kind of hijacked it.
Saying for those that don't know, that was the real audit, the private Federal Reserve bill. And then Ron Paul has said that it was a sellout by Bernie Sanders in the Senate. They stripped it and passed the bill for a fake audit.
That's correct. And then they tried to reinsert the H.R. 1207 language into the Vitter Amendment. And that was denied. That was voted down. So we tried to go within the system. We tried to, go through Congress and the Senate in order to, you know, not even abolish the Federal Reserve, but just to audit it. And we still can't do that. This is my dilemma. And this is the solution I have. And I want you to really support it and analyze my ideas here. If you could take a moment out of the radio show to do this, because I think this is the real problem. And this is the real
Well, we're going to have Ron Paul on again in the next 2 weeks. We've read his statement that it's a fraud. I mean, what's your idea?
My idea is on the 4th of July, because that's Independence Day, and we could do it either in 2011 or 2012. I'm not sure how long we need to raise the collective consciousness, but if we all stop paying our mortgages, our IRS bills, our car loans, our student loans, we just default on everything. On Facebook, I started a little website just yesterday, facebook.com/mortgage default revolution 2012.
Well, I'll say this. For people that don't believe in this and think it's fraud to not pay, the banks made this money up, the big ones, out of nothing. Stay there briefly. I want to come back, Truth Patriot, New Jersey, finish up with your points, but quickly. I want to go to Alan, Dave, Eddie, Mark, Ronnie, and others. We'll be back, 888-201-2244. Stay with us.
Rise up and take the power back. It's time of a fast.
isn't white people, black people, Hispanics, or the Easter Bunny. It is the New World Order banking cartel that has created 1.5 quadrillion in fake derivatives. They then loan the fiat currency to the population. At a certain level, the people do owe this money. They did take this loan. They were encouraged to do it. But that's not what caused the banking collapse, and that's now admitted. And that's not what's happening in Europe or Greece. And we've got to bring these banks to heel some way, and this is a powerful way to strike. The problem is not paying your mortgage or your taxes or your bills. If enough people don't do it, it won't work, and then it's dangerous for those that do it. But it is an interesting idea. Truth Patriot, New Jersey, you've got one more minute.
Right, so that's the problem. I think enough people will do it if you back it, if you support it. Maybe you throw a countdown clock on InfoWars, and we start educating the people, because we tried inside the system. We tried with H.R. 1207, which didn't work. I think that we all need to stick together, and everybody will do it if we get the word out. And I think if we can bring down the system, if everybody stops paying your mortgage, the IRS, your car loans, but we all need to stick together. The Federal Reserve are unelected.
And we have to know. I appreciate your call, but we also have to know it's going to be rough. Kind of like when you get a high fever before the fever breaks and you get better. It's going to be rough kicking them out, but it's going to be even more rough incrementally letting them continue to enslave us. But, I mean, I'll say this. Ron Paul was first in Congress back in the 1980s, and then he got kicked out of Congress after one term and came back in the mid-90s, and I've been interviewing him ever since. So he passed it in the House. He said it's a fraud. The Senate took it over and screwed it up. So who's to say next year he can't get a real audit through? I mean, here's the German government, the Greek government, calling for criminal investigations of Goldman Sachs and U.S.-based banks. These aren't U.S.-based banks. These are globalist. Here's another mainstream headline that I read earlier where they've already arrested people in Iceland. The same banker groups that were caught. Bankers jailed, sued as Iceland seeks culprits for crisis. But I think your idea should be looked at as a measure down the road, and we should have a debate about it. Let's go ahead. I mean, that's just quite a move to call for. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to – I mean, if I get up here and say don't pay your mortgage and don't pay taxes, I've got to do it. And, you know, then I've got this operation to run, and they'll use that as a technicality to come after me. But I guess the founding fathers put in more than we're talking about doing militarily. So who knows? Alan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Alex. I like your shirt there, buddy.
Oh, you're watching this on PrisonPlanet.tv?
I surely am. I'm a member of the Austin Screenwriters Group and Austin Film Society. I just moved back here from Phoenix, and I'm a veteran of 101st Airborne. Well, my name is Alan Jones, and I'll tell you what. We're 27 years apart, but I get a lot of phone calls here in Austin, Texas. They're meant for you. But anyway, like I said, I moved here from Phoenix. My daughter's still back there. I got a suggestion for people. They can go on the internet to azfamily.com and see what the local news is out there, which I pick up all the time because I lived up there for a couple of years.
Unbelievable crime, illegal aliens murdering people, burning buildings down, taking down American flags at post offices, running up Mexican flags. What do you think as a screenwriter of Robert Rodriguez's script? I don't know if you've seen the video where I show screenshots of the internal script, which is a race war script. I mean, I'm really worried about this new film, Machete.
Well, I spent a little bit of time over at Troublemaker Studios in the last months, but I'm not going to embellish on that. I'm against it. I think that, my sister still lives there, and she's an Anglo, and she's afraid to ride the bus. She said she feels like a pig in a lion's den. You hit the nail on the head weeks ago. It's causing a lot of disruption and a lot of panic right out there.
Well, I mean, look, there's been persecution on both sides, but no country's more open than the U.S., and this is becoming, with certain sectors, certain minorities of the Hispanics who see themselves as Mexicans, this is becoming an anti-American thing, not just an anti-white thing, to the point of Hispanic students. That was buried in the MSNBC article. We played the video here. Where five of the three of the five Hispanics in San Francisco that were kicked out of school for wearing American flag shirts, they were Hispanic. And it cut to their parents who were Hispanic going, look, I'm an American. I'm sick of people running around waving Mexican flags telling me I want to be an American. I mean, what? No matter what color you are, why wouldn't you want the Second Amendment and property rights? Why would you want to be under the corrupt system of Mexico? The country is collapsing. So as an American, I'm not looking for trouble with anybody. But, I mean, I see a film which literally makes Machete this hero god who's killing the gringos, and I don't want to get off into it. It's just I've never – this is more racist than Birth of a Nation, which was made by the Ku Klux Klan, basically.
I agree. And then you on the other side, you got Arpaio out there just a couple of days ago. I think on Friday he busted a cockfighting ring in West Phoenix, 80 Mexicans, and a lot of them were illegals. And that just it's just stirring up the pot, Alex, and it's kind of horrifying.
But, no, it is horrifying, and I was this weekend looking at a book I'm going to read called God's Middle Finger about some areas in Mexico where it's just completely lawless and total killing and death and just everything is totally insane. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it'd be one thing if all these illegals came here and wanted to be pro-Second Amendment and anti-New World Order. The problem is I've been to their rallies. It's we're communist and we're going to get the gringo, and I'm not going to sit here and shut up about this and watch Robert Rodriguez make a big budget film with Robert De Niro where De Niro plays a U.S. senator who's a race pimp who's going to murder all the Hispanics. And every white person is a murdering killer, burning Catholic churches, crucifying Catholic priests, desecrating things. Machete is a new saint. And then it turns out, I hadn't seen Spy Kids, that Machete Cortez, this character, is a children's hero. They made three films where he's the children's hero. Now it's this hardcore race war film. I mean, this is a psyop. I mean, this is crazy. This is dangerous. Anything else?
I totally agree. I was raised in Birmingham, Alabama, in the '60s. So you know what I went through, and then this name tags that they're getting now it's coconut. In the '60s, it was Oreo, and it's infuriating, and it's just we don't need to throw any more flames on the fire right now. I'm so upset. I think I'm gonna start smoking again.
Well, I appreciate your call. Look, I've been told by people internally now from Rodriguez, and I'm going to work. By the way, I haven't called him yet. Let's start calling Rodriguez tomorrow and invite him on the show. And we have been contacted by some of the actors, and looks like we're going to probably get them on. I'm just going to leave it at that. This just fell in our lap. But, yeah, what you've got is the Hispanic Americans last weekend, every caller was Hispanic, and they said, no, these illegals come to me if I'm flying an American flag at my house and say, take it down. Porcho, which means Uncle Tom. I mean, now the American flag is bad? I mean, you know, look, I'll take the American flag over the tyranny of Mexico any day. I choose to be part of America. Look, I'm not going to spend all day on this because I have a lot of news I want to cover in your phone calls at 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244 on this live Sunday edition, the 16th of May, 2010. But if you study the British Empire, if you study the Roman Empire, if you read The Battle for Gaul by Julius Caesar, and that was written over 2,000 years ago, how did he take over the Germans and the Gauls, who were the French, and the Britons? Of course, in England, Albion was the name of Britannia at the time. They would play tribe off against tribe and use old feuds. The UN will use the Hutus against the Tutsis, black against black. And that's all the CIA and government funds is the Ford Foundation. And Hispanic Americans that go to public school, as well as any other American, are targeted and told that the Southwest belongs to Mexico, America's bad. To the point of American school kids can't wear American flags to school. It wasn't just in California. There were Texas cases of this that made national news last week. I mean, the American flag is now evil? I've got to say, I'm sorry. I won't wear the American flag. I won't fly it. I'm evil. I'll shut up. No. 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 America is under attack by the globalists. They're the ones that destroyed the borders. They're the ones that gave you NAFTA and GATT that really hurt the people of Mexico and the U.S. NAFTA has admittedly hurt Mexico. I want to live in peace with everybody, folks. But the system sits up on a pedestal as if they're the anti-racist. And, oh, and the government's going to be the mediator and the referee of all this when they're the ones pumping it out. You saw it with people, Americans, saying, I'm against government-run socialist health care. Oh, that's code for racism. What does that have to do with racism? Nothing. They just inject it. And then as a white American, I guess you're supposed to sit there and just say, okay, I'll shut up. Don't call me a racist. No, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done being stereotyped as a bad person who hates people. I'm done. I mean, I'm not 80 years old, folks, and most 80-year-olds I know aren't racist. I'm 36 years old, okay? I like everybody. And the good news is most people are seeing through this, but Hispanic Americans are being intimidated and told through the culture and through the big comics and the media and all these sitcom characters that are for Mecha and La Raza and all these race groups. It's being popularized to divide the American people. The globalists are in trouble if Hispanics get into the Second Amendment and private property and fight in the New World Order, because, by the way, they are. That's why they're coming in and doing this. Let me tell you something. I go to a gun show event. I go to a movie screening. I go to a speech. Doesn't matter if it's California, Texas, New York. I look out in that crowd, 30, 40, 50, 60% are Hispanic. Okay? They love the message of freedom. They've got libertad burning in their bones and in their guts. And that's got the New World Order scared. And Robert Rodriguez, by creating this new race cult string of films, Machete, knows he's going to make a bunch of money. He actually makes Machete a saint above Jesus Christ in the film and above Mary if you're a Catholic. I mean, I've got the script. I've got photo shots of it, screenshots of the key sections highlighted in the video that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to find it, Google the term Machete. Racist film Machete gets taxpayer funds, Texas Film Commission. And you can pull up the article that Drudge and the Washington Post and others picked up. Let's go to Dave in Seattle. I didn't mean to get off into the subject. I got other stuff to cover, but it's a really hot issue right now. Dave in Seattle, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I've been an info warrior since loved V8 Mustangs. Now I hear you talk about Dodge SRTs and there you go, changing all your priorities again.
I kind of miss what you just said. Say it again.
Oh, I've been a fan since you've been...
I heard that part. I heard that part.
Oh, now you're talking about Dodge SRTs, and there you go, changing your priorities.
No, I was just joking about souping up the Patriot movement and the 10th Amendment movement like putting nitrous oxide on a fast car. It was an analogy. It was a parable. It was a parallel. It was a illustration.
I know. I was trying to be light of it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On Anderson Cooper the other day, they were talking. They had a panel of Mexican-American ladies. And one was whose family had been here for a long time, spoke of the struggle and everything to be proud of. And the rest of the panel seemed to think that there was something immoral or wrong about maintaining that kind of integrity to the system. And I'm just completely baffled by the attitude that what's been right for so long, has worked for so long, is now garbage, and we have to accept destruction, and if we don't, we're the ones that are crazy.
No, exactly. Look, I appreciate your call. Mexico has officially collapsed. It is now officially a failed state, according to the State Department. I don't need them to tell me that. I said that 5 years ago. This is globalization. I mean, I've seen news articles about me saying, Alex Jones, what next? He'll tell us we're in a North American Union. We have the Security Prosperity Partnership documents. They've set up a North American Union. They want to erase our borders, and they want to destroy our freedoms and liberties. And they've now made it a revolutionary movement to have the immigrants, instead of joining and saying, I want to be anti-New World Order, they've got them to buy into being revolutionary by being communist. There's nothing revolutionary about being communist. That's funded by the elite to consolidate wealth. Let's go ahead and talk to Eddie in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hello, Alex. The question is, I just wanted to get your take on the riots around the world, you know, Greece, Thailand, and every place else the mainstream media won't cover. My question is how much has to be done and taken from the American people, violence aside, where we just say enough?
Well, television became popular here in the U.S. It is basically a mind control tool. It sets the agenda. It tells you what to think. It takes up 4+ hours of time on average for the average American. It is a fact. I've had scores of medical doctors on that sodium fluoride is a calmative, sedative toxin. We've been drinking sodium fluoride, and the average American is basically brain damaged. And so that's why they're rushing to fluoridate Thailand and Greece and everywhere else, because the Nazis picked it up from the Soviets to put it in labor camp water. And that's in a Pulitzer Prize winning book. It was a Pulitzer Prize winning writer that wrote the book, two of them, I.G. Farben, Crime and Punishment, dealing with the Nazis. So it's a fact. We're medicated. Our water supply is drugged. And that's why the American people, who were known as the most rebellious, the most aggressive, the most inventive, the most violent, just can't get angry, because they're drugged. And they're drugged by entertainment, by television, but by physical drugs. And I've also seen AP studies, take the Dallas water supply. It has levels of Prozac many times higher than should be there from just runoff and sewage. So they're Prozac-ing the water, basically, with a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And I also have played mainstream newscasts where they propose putting lithium and Prozac in the water, as well as statins for supposed cholesterol health. And so we're in a drug society, Eddie. We're under mind control. And truth is stranger than fiction. That's why that's going on. I appreciate your call. But to answer your first part of your question, in Thailand and everywhere else, they have these criminal governments that are raising taxes and cutting services to pay money on debt to private banks, because the private central banks, you know, the top 1% of the banks, again, your average bank is not bad, folks, they're good. They're taking over the good banks right now with this new regulations. Again, the banks create the crisis and they take over their competition with the new legislation. All these countries are having to raise taxes, cut services to pay interest on debts that are derivatives based. The derivatives, see, the bankers sold them the derivatives when they had so-called value, knowing they were crap. Okay. And again, that's in the Goldman Sachs emails and other documents. And now the countries have them. It's worthless. So they're in debt. And the banks are there with the magic checkbook writing in the checks. I want to get into medical tyranny when we come back, and also play a little video clip. Thai military's slaughter of red shirts intensifies. People fighting with slingshots against troops with M16s. We'll cover that straight ahead and then jam in a few other calls. Mark, Ronnie, Josh, Chris, Ed, Beverly, and others.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys.
Final segment. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you're an InfoWars.com audio listener or station listener out there, Jason Burmes has got 3 hours coming up for callers we don't get to. You can hold over for him if you'd like. Look, they are drugging the water supply. That's on record. The public is being toxically sedated because we're armed. And if they were going to do this, they had to drug us. The average male, regardless of what color you are, wants to be free. Wants your family to be free. That's what your ancestors stood up for. But over in Thailand, they hadn't had a chance to drug the water yet. But it didn't matter because they're not armed. So they're fighting for 2 months, troops, with slingshots. I want to play this quick ITN one-minute report. You can go up to InfoWars.com in our article, Thai Military Slaughter of Red Shirts Intensifies. We have a whole bunch of videos and news article boil-downs there that I believe Kurt Nemo put this together. But you can see them fighting the troops and winning in some cases, though they're now going to be basically assaulted and overtaken with slingshots. Now imagine the American people. with all their firearms. We want to avert that happening. Here it is.
With government protesters vowing to defend their fortified camp in Bangkok, the violence in Thailand is showing no signs of coming to an end. Diehard demonstrators clashed with government troops again on Saturday, following 2 days of violence that's left dozens of people dead. Explosions echoed overnight. As morning came, it was quieter, but plumes of smoke could still be seen, dominating the skyline. The red shirt protesters began their latest campaign to oust the government in March, saying it came to power illegitimately and doesn't care about the poor. The latest violence erupted on Thursday after the red shirt's military strategist was shot and seriously injured, apparently by a sniper. Around 10,000 demonstrators have barricaded themselves inside Bangkok's main shopping district. The media's declared the area a war zone.
Well, there you go. So the images of people fighting grenades, RPGs, and machine guns with 7-Eleven cheap slingshots, not high-powered slingshots. A wrist rocket is powerful with ball bearings. And they've now said the military is going to go in and kill these tens of thousands of people, and they're staying, men, women, and children. That's how much they want freedom. But our media is basically calling them terrorists. Well, I guess the people at Tiananmen Square were terrorists, too. Our government is illegitimate and aligned with thugs and dictatorships, period. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Boy, I'm glad to be on here today, Alex. You've talked about so much good stuff, boy, I tell you. It's not just you, it's people too, and I have some things I'm curious about, several questions about some of the bank stuff that I'm trying to dig around in. I don't have as much time, so I'd like to ask you. And first, one thing, I wanted to be thankful for the fellow that you had the other day, George Humphrey, I think it was.
Yes.
How he said it's a good time for us to be, you know, we've got these opportunities, and I'm getting something myself that's helped me get motivated. And I'm wondering if I have a chance to read it, I'd like to read it. If not, I'll just share and see what everybody thinks that is said in it, you know.
How long is it?
How it might help us. It might be a little long for today, but I'll try it if you want me to.
Well, just give us the synopsis.
Okay, well, I'll just say this. I was wondering what people might, you know, for help and motivation is to see what the Lord, the big guy that you and George and everybody talks about, is saying in this Hebrews 9 scripture in verses 13 through 17.
Yeah, go ahead and read it. I know it well. Read it.
Okay, that's pretty long, but okay. First thing he says, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of heifers sprinkling unclean sanctify them to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And it says, for this cause he is a mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for redemption of transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance and inheritance. Then it says, for where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator, for a testament is a force after men are dead, otherwise it is no strength at all while the testator still liveth. And, you know, I've just wondering about my grandfather just passed. My mom wrote a will, and she's a testator of her will. And I'm looking, well, wow. You know, we'd have something to go back. Do we need any preachers or lawyers to tell us what a will? You know, is it still effective in 2010? Two years ago or two centuries ago? This century? I mean, is that go out of date or what?
No, it doesn't. I appreciate your call, Mark. Those are interesting points. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here, Ronnie. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I wanted to say that there's a headline we ought to hear here in Austin. There's medical tyranny going on. The mayor and the entire city council admits poisoning us on purpose. This was the last city council meeting I was allowed to attend, and they did. We asked them. They get great information each and every meeting, and so
yeah, the bags of fluoride they're putting in the water say cause organ failure, deadly poison, and they dump it in the water.
And we give them the facts each and every time, and so we ask them this time, who among you drinks this fluoridated tap water? Not a single one of them admitted to it. So they're doing it on purpose. You know, they're getting whatever kickbacks they get, and they paid. They take taxpayer tax dollars and waste it on them.
Yeah, we pay $1.3 million a year for toxic waste to be dumped in the water. I appreciate your call. We got the city contracts last year. It may be more this year. No, I know. The problem is, even if you don't drink fluoridated water, when you bathe, it goes through the skin, you breathe it. And the city council's like, we're medicating you. We've got a $2.6 billion carbon tax. Shut up. Take your medicine. Take your brain damage. Shut up. Speaking of medical tyranny, here's the Herald Sun. Parents pimp kids for swine flu. And it says parents are enrolling children as young as 9 months in drug trials in exchange for hundreds of dollars. The cash payments, which could breach national ethical guidelines, will ignite debate over how much could be paid to cover reasonable expenses of trial participants. I mean, think of the whole swine flu hoax, how dangerous the vaccine is. I've had the head of the EU Commission on admitting that the government was paid off to lie and say, take it. It's full of all sorts of mercury and toxins. Read the inserts. Here's another one. New York midwives lose right to deliver babies at home. A lot of people are having their children at home. I've seen the statistics. I was at a medical doctor's home this weekend. They talked about having their kids at home. And other people having their kids at home. And statistically, it's safer to have your child at home than in a hospital. They try to make you have a cesarean. They try to induce labor. They try to take control of your life and every facet of what you do. And I saw in the headlines again where they're setting up checkpoints, looking for people that have bought eggs or milk from farmers that are selling it. It's illegal to sell unpasteurized milk. Do you know what pasteurized cooked milk is? It's total heart attack gruel. Real milk is so good for you. You can't have that. But when it's boiled, when it's pasteurized, heated to, you know, boiling point over and over again, it kills the pus, the blood, the feces from the dirty dairies. So the big agra lobbies that you can't get fresh milk, they give you basically liquid cheese. That's what milk is, but it's even more dead than cheese. But look at this. They're taking over every level of our lives so that we're fully dependent on government and where any normal human activity, we're being domesticated, is illegal. As residents of the world's consumer capital, New Yorkers can have anything delivered to their door at any time. They can have their hair cut in the living room, have champagne and caviar rushed to them on a whim, enjoy a sushi massage in their own bed, or invite a clairvoyant to predict their future from tarot cards laid out on the kitchen table. But there's one thing that is currently unavailable for delivery to those who live in this most can-do of metropolises. Women cannot legally give birth at their home in the presence of a trained and experienced midwife. I mean, look, men took control in Western medicine 200 years ago of births, and they tell you, lay on your back. How do they have babies in Sweden? Or in Germany, or in Africa, or in China. They have birthing chairs with gravity. A woman squats on a chair and has a baby in an average of an hour. But they make a woman get on her back and have a baby on her back so they can medicalize it, and it takes on average more than 12 hours. They know you're supposed to have it in a birthing chair. They know you're supposed to squat and have that baby. They want to make money off of it. They want to control every stinking aspect. Okay? How does a chicken lay an egg? It squats. How does a monkey have a monkey? It squats. How does a wolf have it? It squats. Or it lays on its side. Again, everything is controlled. SWAT teams raiding people that sell eggs. SWAT teams raiding people that sell pumpkins and squash. SWAT teams. That's the new cocaine is an egg. God bless you all.